Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Yes, Sam, my name is Greg Goldenberg. You've called a few times actually to my office, and I have received information with regards to this potential line of credit.
Sure.
So the reason I'm calling back, I don't think I have kept any of the paperwork that was sent to me. I guess you had mentioned something about it. I had applied with Bank of the West and have a line of credit with them.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess I'm getting back just to find out a little bit more about this to see if it's something that I might be interested in. It said I was, you know, pre-approved for up to, $250,000.
Sure. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. What is the name of the business that you're with?
Goldenberg. So it's GOLENBERG.
Okay. Is that Goldenberg Construction?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I want to make sure I got the right one here. Is it Agora Hills, California?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me pull up your file here, see what we're working with. Okay. All right. Yeah, so it looks like we had sent that finance off.
I've received it a few times.
Yeah, it looks like we sent one last month, and I believe in March as well.
Yeah, you probably did.
Okay. Yeah, what it is, it's a pre-approval, you know, for some financing. We have you pre-approved. It's both for equipment financing or just working capital, which would be cash, you know, unsecured cash for the business to use.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Did you have an idea of what you were looking for? You can give me an idea, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, what I just want to find out is, I mean, what kind of documentation are you looking for from me?
Oh, okay. Well,
in order for this, you know, because when I went through my line of credit with Bank of the West, mm-hmm. I'd opened up an account. I had actually known one of the managers from a previous bank that I was banking at for years. He knew me really well, and it was literally, you know, signing papers, and it was kind of a done deal.
Sure.
So are you requiring tax returns? Are we requiring, you know, I mean, am I guaranteeing my house? There's just all these things that I'm trying to just get a better understanding of what, you know, how the loan is kind of structured.
Absolutely. You know, a basic overview for you of, you know, our basic requirements. We can usually get you an actual approval with we do take a look at the tax return. We look at 6 months of the business, most recent business bank statements, and it would require just a one-page application. That's the extent of it that we need to get you an approval. From there, we'll qualify you for, you know, the largest amount, the longest term possible, and give you a couple different options that you can choose from. But as far as paperwork goes, it's just the basic bank statements and a tax return.
Okay. And I haven't done my 2015s yet, but I have 2014.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, we have a lot of that. Have you filed an extension for 2015?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean, were you interested in seeing, you know, exactly what you qualify for? We can go ahead and, you know, try to get them out there for you pretty easily.
It's possible, yeah. And in terms of doing that, what do you need from me?
Well,
you're
okay.
Saying for pre-approval, what is it?
You've already got the pre-approval to get the actual, you know, hard numbers on what you qualify for. So an actual approval, I would just need an application, the tax return, and the bank statements, and then from there we're able to go over some options. Now, did you have an idea of, you know, how much you were looking for, or a specific project you were looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking for the potential of, I had a $250,000 loan with a line of credit with First Bank, and I banked with them for, and it had like a 10-year term maturity. It was, I think, a 25-year loan, but it, you know, maxed at 10 years, and basically I ended up paying back about everything but about $16,000 on it. I think it was at like at 150 or something.
Oh, okay. Now, was that collateralized?
Yeah, I believe that it was that more so was against my it was a house, equity line.
Sure. Okay. So to give you an idea of what we do both secured and unsecured. For the secured, it's more along the lines of equipment financing.
Yeah, got it.
So
And
that would
unsecured
be
would.
exactly, yeah. Unsecured, we're not going to take any collateral. We don't
Got
have you
it.
put up any equity or anything like that.
Right, right, right.
Now those terms range anywhere from, I mean, you can go as short as 3 months if you got a project where you need, some cash to get the
Yes.
materials in place and you're going to get paid quickly. You can go as
Right.
short as 3 months, and then the terms go as far out as 3 years. So
Okay.
the process that we do is we get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term, and then work backwards from there. You can kind of choose how much you need to use out of that amount that you're approved for and how long you would like the term to be. You can match it up to what makes sense for the business.
Got it. And what is the interest that's charged?
So it'll vary depending on the term. So if you do, like the 3 month term, it's going to be a whole lot less than a 3 year term.
Let's just go worst case. Let's say it's 3 years.
Okay,
Let's
yeah,
say
so
it's
we
3 years, and let's just say arbitrarily it's $150,000. Now, I don't need $150,000 immediately,
Sure.
but the potential for that is there. So what
Okay.
I'm saying is that if I did 150, you're saying that we would loan you the 150 all at one time, and then I'm paying
Yes.
interest on it, or is it that I have the ability of 150, and if I only need 75, for 3 months or whatever, I can borrow that and then pay that back. And is that how it would be, or is
Both
it
of
just
those are
sort of,
options.
okay.
Yeah, both of those are options. And actually, when we do set you up with the actual loan, we don't even attach an interest rate to it just because the terms vary so much, they're not annualized. What we do instead, we're very transparent and open about it. We give you the total cost of funds. So if you borrow, $100,000, we're going to tell you exactly what you're going to pay back. We'll say, we typically start anywhere. It depends on a lot of different factors. We'll take a look at personal credit, time in business, the industry that you're in.
Yeah, got it.
But
My credit report should be over 800, so.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so I mean, you would probably qualify for one of the better programs with that. They can range anywhere from 11 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
So and it would vary depending on the term that you choose. But like I said, we can go ahead, get you qualified, and then give you options for each term and show you exactly what it would be, and let you kind of see what makes the most sense from there.
Okay, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you send me the information that I would need to fill out? I'm gonna kind of think through it, think if that's what I want to do.
Sure.
And but do you need an email? What's the best? How do you
Yeah,
do? How do
what's
you
a good
email?
email for you? That's the best way.
Yeah, GG
Okay.
OL EN B as in boy ERG
Okay.
at earthlink.net.
At earthlink.net. Okay. And did you have any idea, I mean, I know this is all kind of, in the works. Any idea of how soon you were looking to get the financing or how soon, the need would come up?
Well, I would say in the next month.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, yeah, if that's the case, let's go ahead, at least get you qualified. Get you the options so you know what's there for you. We can move pretty quickly. So, once we get the numbers back to you and something makes sense, it only takes, usually about 48 hours to get the funds into the account.
So is this something that if, it works out in the term, everything works out and I pay, I create a history with you in terms of
Yes.
payment, so in other words, what I would want to do potentially if this worked out is probably pay the line of credit down that I had with Bank of the West out of what I borrowed and roll it into that.
Sure.
So that in just thinking about it, so that let's just say, it's a 3 year term and it all works out really good at the end of 3 years, where if I have a track record that the amount I'm able to increase the amount based on my history.
Yes, and it's actually even better than that. I mean, Okay, so we're a private business bank. We only deal with businesses.
Yeah, I've looked it up and went online and checked it out.
Okay, good. So really, the majority of our customers are returning customers. We kind of describe ourselves as a relationship-based bank. So the way that these loans are set up are, once you get midway through the term, a lot of the times it's about 40% of the way through. From there, you're eligible for refinancing at better rates, longer terms. Our goal is, once that relationship is established, that you show that you make your payments on time. We get a little more flexible, and really we strive for returning customers. That's the end game. So if you're looking at something where you have, you're looking at, possible growth in the future, where it could be a reoccurring thing, it's a renewable source of capital that just gets better with time.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue. I'm starting a $3 million project that I'm just starting, and I potentially will be having a few more coming in that I'm in the process of bidding. So I believe that this next couple years could be solid for me. It's been solid for me previously. I've been stayed really busy, and I probably, I probably do about maybe 2 to 3 million a year. So, about.
Oh, okay.
I did a million last year. It was a little slower for me. And what also the way that I work payment from my clients is that they typically will write a check to the subcontractor in. Not necessarily go through my books, but I still oversee the disbursement of the funds and whatnot.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
So it kind of happens, both ways. But long and the short of it is I have been able to operate better when it's more at the 200 to 200 range, and that's what I'm kind of looking at in regards to the amount that anywhere between 150 to 200, depending on the amount of work that falls into place. So I have done this for a lot of years without any bank relationship, and I kind of have kept it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've succeeded. I just have a feeling that I might be taking on some work that might be pushing me in terms of what I'm going to be paying out. So
I see.
And then once I get paid for the work, it comes back in. I don't get 90 days. None of the work that I do, it's all residential. It's all 30-day turnaround.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like we would have something that would make sense for you. I say let's go ahead, see what we're working with.
Let me take a look at it and see what the deal is, and we'll take it from there. And if it works, it was meant to happen, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Exactly that. Yeah, that's the name of the game. Find something that makes sense.
Okay.
All right, well, I will go ahead. I'll shoot you the email right now. On the email, you'll have, all of my contact information. So if you have any questions, give me a call, shoot me an email. Happy to get back with you, right away.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it probably middle of next week.
Okay.
When I'll start focusing on it.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'll send it out, and I will touch base with you maybe Wednesday of next week.
Got it. You have my office address. That's the number I just called you on.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I have it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks.